Well, you may know her from the Hillsboro softball team because this is her third time on the Regional Radio Dream Team. Welcome, junior Emma Nichols, pitcher, first baseman for the Hillsboro Hawks. Quite a year offensively, but more importantly, the stats in the circle were phenomenal this year. So we're here to talk about that. Emma, again, congratulations on another Dream Team selection. Is it getting any sweeter, or what's the feeling about this one?
It's third year in a row, so it feels pretty good. I'm pretty excited about it.
Let's begin with the hitting. 6 home runs, 24 runs driven in, a .520 batting average. You had 11 doubles this year, scored 39 times, almost made it to the 100 at-bat mark. Talk about your offense a little bit and sort of the improvements you've made from your freshman to junior year.
Well, my freshman year, I think I was just kind of nervous. But as the years went on, I got more comfortable and let loose a little bit more, I think.
Would you say you kind of let loose because your teammates played loose, or was it a coaching thing, maybe words of advice sort of thing?
Well, yeah, and I've played with some of these girls for so long, and we just bonded really well, and Coach Lucas is just great. Like, everyone likes Coach Lucas. Everyone gets along with him, so I think that helped a lot, too.
Let's turn to the circle. I think that's probably your favorite part about softball. Am I right about that?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
what about being in the circle, kind of being, is it sort of the being in control of your own destiny, so to speak, that you enjoy the most about it?
Yeah, and I don't know, most people aren't like this, but I like to be in, like, pressured situations. Like, I don't know, that's what I like to do. Like, I mean, being in control of the game, too, is great. But having a defense to back me up, like, that's also pretty good.
Now, obviously, as a freshman softball pitcher, your speed isn't where it is as a junior. Your location skills aren't where they are as a junior. What are some things that you've seen, improvement-wise, what are some things that you've seen from yourself between freshman year and this past junior season?
I've started to do a really good job, like, over the years of, like, hitting my locations better and spinning the ball better. Because, I mean, it doesn't really matter how hard you throw. As long as you can spin and locate the ball, that's all you really need. I mean, speed is a really good thing, but if you're spinning the ball really well, it's much harder to hit it.
Okay, very well. And your numbers, 121 innings pitched. You got 16 wins for the Hawks this year, lost just twice, 1.27 ERA, 144 strikeouts in those 121 innings. And you only walked 18 batters. What about that stat line stands out to you, and why?
Well, I don't know. I always think I can do better, like those 18 walks. I don't know. I definitely think I should bring that down a little bit, and the losses. But, I mean, it was a pretty good year.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, you guys won a district championship, got to the sectional round, unfortunately had a tough go of it against Cape Notre Dame. But I'm sure the taste for that, I'm sure it was pretty nice. And, what are some things that you're doing over this summer to sort of make sure that you get a taste of that round again when it comes to the fall season?
Well, I think we're all just focusing on getting stronger and, hitting more, because that's what really got us that sectional game, is we couldn't hit that pitcher, so... If we just focus on hitting and, putting the ball in play, I think we'll have a good season.
All right, cool. And, I know you're just a junior, but you've already committed to the University of Iowa. That's a pretty neat deal. What about Iowa has drawn you in?
Well, I love the campus, and I love the fact that, it's only 4 hours away. I love the softball coaches. They're great. All the 2019 players that are coming with me are really, really friendly, and I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing it's probably nice to know that there's really no pressure that you're going to be under for your senior year. I mean, you've already got the college commitment going for you.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, from that standpoint, how comfortable do you think it does make you?
Well, it makes me, like, just think to just have fun because, I don't know, like, back when I wasn't committed, like, I was always pressured and I just really needed to make sure I played good that game or that tournament. But, like, now that I'm committed, I'm more laid back and trying to have fun and play the game.
All right. Well, very cool. Emma, certainly appreciate you joining us for your Dream Team interview, and what a fantastic junior year you had. And once again, congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete once more.
Thank you so much.